This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Which requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, another great day in Trump land. So much to tell you about, so much going on. Don't know if I can get through it all. I probably can't. I always print out, like, you know, 100 stories, and then I get to 3, leaving 97 of them out. But today is Rosh Hashanah, one of the holiest days of the year for the Jewish people. Happy New Year to all my Jewish friends and family. I happen to be Jewish, but I'm a bad Jew. I'm on the radio for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. I work, work, work. I'm a typical Jew. I work a lot. Work a lot of hours. I work 365 days a year. So, yeah, I'm on the air for Rosh Hashanah, but I'm wishing all of you a Happy New Year. And by the way, what a great Christmas gift. A Christmas gift. Ooh, there was a faux pas. What a great Rosh Hashanah gift. New Year's gift for the Jewish people. I'm a Jew who loves Christmas, so what can I tell you? Every time I talk about being a Jew, I think of Christmas. But what a great gift for the Jewish people that Donald Trump gave us today. What a great gift. I mean, Santa Claus on Christmas Day to Christians could not have given a better gift. Trump said today, I'm sure it's no coincidence today, no aid to Palestinians till they make a deal with Israel. There's the first president who actually cares about the Jewish people. The Times of Israel reports U.S. President Donald Trump told Jewish leaders that the U.S. would not give aid to the Palestinians until they reach an agreement with Israel. He also said the Iranian regime had lost their mojo since he withdrew from the 2015 nuclear deal and was now fighting for survival. That's all true. I've mentioned that here. In quitting the deal, he said he has done a great thing for Israel, and he has. And then at the same time that's happening, the Trump administration is closing the PLO mission in Washington, D.C. So first they announced no aid to the Palestinians until they cut a deal with Israel. And then he announces he's closing the PLO mission in Washington. Trump administration announced Monday it's closing the Palestinian Liberation Organization's mission in D.C., citing Palestinian leaders' resistance to peace talks and attempts to get an international court to prosecute Israel for alleged war crimes. The announcement marks the latest blow by the United States against the Palestinians amid a stalled Mideast peace process. This is how you get peace in the world. One of my friends, my Jewish friends around the world always say, if the Arabs, if the Muslims laid down their arms tomorrow, there'd be peace in the Middle East. If the Jews laid down their arms, we'd all die. We'd all be murdered. We'd all be sacrificed, killed. It would be just another giant Nazi Holocaust if we laid down our arms. And that is the truth, you know? That is the truth. And this is the proof that that's the truth. Linda Sarsour is one of the leaders of the women's liberal movement in the United States of America. And she was at a conference, a Islamic Society in North America conference, the biggest annual meetup of Muslims in the United States. They had it in Houston this year, of all places. I thought Texas was a great place. And she said, Muslims must not make the mistake of humanizing Jews. She charged her fellow Islamists with making sure not to mistake Jews for human beings. She's the darling of the left, having earned an arrest Tuesday for interruption of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing. Most ridiculously, perhaps, the defender of Sharia law paradoxically led the 2017 and 18 anti-Trump women's march. Can you imagine? Trump's bad to women, but if you hammer them in the head with a gun, a knife, or a hammer, if you throw bricks at their face when they're buried in the sand because they made the mistake of showing their pinky finger or their ankle or their toe, if they stare at another man for a second and there's a glimpse or a smile or a glimmer in their eye, you murder them on the spot. You plunge a knife into their chest. That's Sharia law. That's okay. It's okay with Muslims like Sarsour. But Trump, oh, he's anti-woman. are the funniest people in the entire world. They really are funny. Do my Jewish friends on Rosh Hashanah have any idea that you're in bed with low-life scum such as Linda Sarsour, who doesn't want to humanize Jews? Do you realize you're in bed with people like this? Do you realize you have fleas right now because you're in bed with this sick, sick woman? My God, can you imagine somebody saying something like that? Can you imagine if I said, we cannot humanize black people? We have to stay on top of this issue and we need to hang them high. Can you imagine? I'm the KKK. Can you imagine if a sick person said something like that? That's what Linda Sarsour is saying, and liberals like her. She was the leader of the Washington Women's March against Donald Trump. From the stage earlier this week, she excoriated President Trump's so-called Muslim ban and warned the audience of the threat of Islamophobia. She was introduced by this organization, the Islamic Society of North America, by their president as the most famous activist in America today. She chided the crowd. You, as an American Muslim, are complicit in the occupation of the Palestinians and the murder of Palestinian protesters. So when we start debating in the Muslim community about Palestine, it tells me a lot about you and the type of faith you have in your heart. She spoke of the evils of the oppressor, which would be the Jews, or at least the Israelis. She insisted American Muslims must not, under any circumstance, dare portray them as human. This is Linda Sarsour talking. The hero of the liberal movement, not of the Muslim movement, of the liberal movement who hates Trump. Of the mentally ill Trump derangement syndrome victims who hate Trump. This is one of their heroes and leaders. She said, quote, if you're on the side of the oppressor, that means Jews. Or if you're defending the oppressor, that means Jews. Or you're actually trying to humanize the professor, that means humanize Jews. That's a problem, sisters and brothers. We've got to be able to say this is not the position of the Muslim American community. She hailed herself as a hero fighting for all Americans' rights, except Jews, of course. When I stand up here, she said, I'm fighting for your rights and the rights of all people in the United States. I am a true patriot. And those of you who have fear in your hearts and don't have the courage to stand up for your religion, for your communities, for your religious institutions, for your children, that is not just a question of your patriotism. It's a question of your iman, meaning your faith. Wow. And then Bridget Gabrielle is a guest on our show often, and I believe she'll be on tomorrow to celebrate 9/11, or not celebrate is probably not the right word, but to memorialize 9/11. Bridget Gabrielle, wow. Linda doesn't even think they have a right to live. Linda Sarsour tweeted out, Bridget Gabrielle equals Ayaan Hirsi Ali. She's asking for an ass-whipping. I wish I could take their vaginas away. They don't deserve to be women. This is what Linda Sarsour tweeted out. She wants to take the vagina away from Bridget Gabrielle. Wow. And don't forget, her fans are Minnesota Representative Keith Ellison, running for Attorney General of Minnesota, now a congressman. And Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders tweeted out, thank you, Linda Sarsour, for helping to organize the march and build a progressive movement. When we stand together, we win. Wow. Sick, sick people, man. Liberalism is a mental illness. The man who coined that phrase, of course, Michael Savage. Liberalism, a mental illness. Now, Donald Trump came out today, and he said the tweet, GDP growth eclipses unemployment for the first time in 100 years. Well, guess who was the first one to say that? Wayne Root in the media. It was just a guess. I'm not a fancy economist. I'm a small businessman. One day I looked at the GDP and I said, and this was like 2.5 months ago. It was in my Las Vegas Review Journal article and many other articles I printed at conservative websites all over the country. And I wrote a column and I said, GDP is now hitting 4%. And unemployment's 3.9. I don't remember in my lifetime ever. I don't believe under Reagan. So I went to Wikipedia and I looked up the unemployment and the GDP under Reagan. And never, as great as Reagan's 8 years were, never was there ever a moment where GDP was higher than unemployment. Okay, GDP was raging at 6% under Reagan. Unemployment was 7%. Trump has GDP at 4.2 and unemployment at 3.9. In the history of America, I said I don't believe it's ever happened. I know in my lifetime it's never happened. I know with Reagan it never happened. And I tweeted that out, and I Facebooked it out, and I wrote articles about it. And sure enough, now Trump is on the bandwagon. And Trump says, GDP growth eclipses unemployment for the first time in 100 years. That's Trump's words. I hope he got it from me. The Washington Post and the New York Times are praising Donald Trump's economy. The Washington Post and the New York Times, I repeat, Washington Post said Trump's economy boosts blue-collar jobs. Blue-collar jobs are growing at their fastest rate in more than 30 years, helping a hiring boom in many small towns and rural areas that are strong supporters of President Trump ahead of November's midterm election, said the Washington Post under the headline, "Under Trump, the jobs boom has finally reached blue-collar workers." Wow. Incredible numbers. Donald Trump, wow. Rural employment grew at an annualized rate of 5.1% in the first quarter. Smaller metro areas, 5%, significantly larger than 4.1% in large urban areas. In the past year, the economy has added 656,000 blue-collar jobs compared to 1.7 million in the services sector. But the rate of growth in blue-collar jobs is speeding up, while the service sector job growth is hovered around 1.3%. So even the the Washington Post, New York Times have to admit, the numbers are great for the middle class, the working class, blue-collar jobs. Other big news, by the way, Donald Trump trolls Barack Obama and says, "I guess I have a magic wand for a booming economy." Because Obama once said, Trump doesn't have a magic wand. Nobody's got a magic wand. No one's going to ever bring manufacturing back. The middle class, working class, you're in trouble. That's just the way it is, Obama said. And suddenly, it's all back. So Trump said, "I guess I have a magic wand. We will do much better than this. 4.2% GDP in the last quarter. We have just begun." Obama said some of those jobs are just not going to come back. They're just not. What does he have, a magic wand? Well, Trump says, "I got a magic wand." When we get back, we'll tell you about the massive hurricane about to hit North of South Carolina and Virginia. It is a big one. It is a bad one. It is a dangerous one. 1.3 million have been ordered to evacuate as Hurricane Florence bears down in the Carolinas. We'll be right back with more news. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
War now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Welcome back to the show. The call number 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255, 833-927-8255. 8255. You can find us on DirecTV, channel 349, every day at 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. East Coast, 5 p.m. West. You can find us on Dish TV at that same time, 8 p.m. East, 5 West, channel 216 Dish. You can go to the TuneIn app at any time and get us. TuneIn app, tunein.com, or the TuneIn app is free. Go to KBDT, KBZT, my flagship Dallas station. All good stuff. My website's rootforamerica.com. You can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com. I am your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior, and my name is Wayne Allen Root, war, so warrior makes sense, right? SOB, blue-collar son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm an ass-kicker, not an ass-kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders, American citizens, not illegal aliens. Coming to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, where the state constitution bans income taxes but welcomes guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens. You know what you call a place like that? Heaven! So Wayne Root comes to you direct from heaven. And my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET here in Las Vegas. I told you my USA Radio flagship station is in Dallas. It's KBDT. But my overall flagship, where I broadcast from, 790 Talk Now, KBET in Las Vegas, founded by the great Edward Stolz, who gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio, and they've got a very special package. They call it the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package, created just for the listeners of this show. Package includes six different pure silver coins from major mints around the world, including the first ever silver Krugerrand. All coins are investment quality. Make the perfect start to your portfolio. Get all six coins for only $99. portfolio previously sold for more than $300, available only for the listeners of this show for $99. And that includes free shipping and 100% free delivery insurance. Call right now. We're in the U.S. Gold Studio, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD, G-O-L-D. Most caller-friendly show in America. Love to take your calls. Give me a call, 833-WAR-TALK, right now. All right, so big news stories in America. First of all, Rahm Emanuel is just the worst mayor in the history of America. And I sent an article about how bad he was to my great friend, who shall remain nameless, but he's one of the biggest media personalities in all of Chicago. And here was the answer he sent back 1 second ago. War, thanks for sharing. Rahm will depart as the most disliked mayor of the past half century. The city is financially in ruin, principally because of the reckless spending deals of Richie Daley. Hope you're rocking. And then he lists his name, so that just gives you some idea of how those feel about what's going on. How crazy are liberals? Gloria Steinem, the big feminist, in a Netflix documentary called Reversing Roe, says abortion is the basis of democracy. Now, see, I don't care how you feel about abortion, if you're for it, if you're against it. It is not the basis of democracy. I don't care if you think it's murder, if it's not murder, or if it's a necessary evil. Whatever you think of it, it's still killing babies. It's not a nice thing. It's not the basis of democracy. Even if you think it's necessary, I'm sorry. You're just extreme, radical, liberal, commie nutcases. You're nuts if you think that that's the answer, right? You're nuts. And it shows you they're all nuts. Jim Carrey in the Washington Times says, we have to say yes to socialism. Stop running for Republican attacks and say yes to socialism. Say yes to socialism, to the word and everything. He said Friday in HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher. We have to stop apologizing. He explained the Republicans have targeted progressive Democrats who identify themselves as socialists by throwing up the Venezuela example. So he says it's not about Venezuela, really. Mr. Maher, Bill Maher described the Democratic Party's move to the left in reaction to President Trump's victory as a shining spot. Medicare for all, ending student debt, a different approach to the war on terror. Really, what's the approach? What is the approach? What's the different approach to the war on terror? It seems to me Donald Trump has won the war on terror and is winning the war on terror. Ending mass incarceration. It seems if there's maybe a shining spot in this Trump tragedy, it's that it's made the Democrats sort of rediscover who they are. Wow. Isn't that amazing? Here's Kerry who makes Jim Carrey makes $20 million a movie, and he's talking up socialism. His new television show, Kidding, on Showtime, scheduled to debut on Sunday night. That was yesterday, last night it debuted. And here's how crazy liberals are. They want to undo the history of the Alamo. You know, because it was a bunch of white guys, so they can't be called heroes. I'll get to that when I get back. And by the way, you think John McCain was a hero? When we get back, I'm going to tell you a story that's going to make the hair stand up on the end of your neck.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Republican Representative Ron DeSantis announced he is resigning from his Congress seat to focus on his race for Florida governor, his campaign confirmed earlier today. DeSantis sent Speaker of the House Paul Ryan a letter and said he would be resigning immediately and that it would be inappropriate for him to collect a salary from the House because he plans on missing a majority of the chamber's remaining days in session. Hurricane Florence is likely to hit the eastern part of the United States later this week. Weatherbell's Joe Bastardi on what you can expect if you live in North Carolina and South Carolina.
storm comparable in intensity at landfall to Hugo and Hazel. Those are the benchmark storms in the on the Carolina coastline, strong Category 4 hurricanes. But the difference with this is it's not going to move fast. It's going to go inland, sit over the southern Appalachians, and lead to 3 to 4 feet of rain in parts of South Carolina, North Carolina, perhaps even into Southwest Virginia.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle.
It took 15 minutes for you to decide to trim your eyebrows.
Just a little off the top.
Slip and lop off your left eyebrow.
Oh.
And frantically try to paste the brow back on your face.
My favorite brow.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 brow-raising minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Hurricane Florence is coming. I told you I'd mention it before I get to our guest. Donald Trump warns North and South Carolina residents about Hurricane Florence, the incredible citizens of North and South Carolina and the entire East Coast The storm looks very bad. Please take all necessary precautions. We've already begun mobilizing our assets to respond accordingly, and we are here for you. Hurricane Florence upgraded to a Category 4 today. Currently has 130-mile-per-hour winds projected to hit land on the coast of North and South Carolina on Thursday night. We encourage anyone in the path of these storms to prepare themselves and to heed the warnings of state and local officials. The federal government is closely monitoring and ready to assist, Trump said. We are with you. Bad stuff coming to North and South Carolina. I have many good friends out there in the Charleston, South Carolina area. I've got quite a few friends. And wish you the best, and we send our prayers and our best wishes to you. Tom Del Beccaro is our guest, an attorney, former chairman of the California Republican Party, author of The Divided Era. His website's politicalvanguard.com, politicalvanguard.com, and he is with us right now, Tom Del Beccaro. Hey, Tom, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on.
What's that website, Political Vanguard? What does that stand for?
You know, it's a funny story. So I was a conservative who went to Berkeley. And I was, of course, had to deal with a lot of liberals, including this one poli-sci class where they had this liberal French TA. And he gave me a bad grade on a paper. And in it, he circled the word vanguard and said I used the word wrong. Well, I used it right. And that was in 1983. I'm not saying I'm holding on to the feeling. But years later, I named my site PoliticalVanguard.com.
I get it. Very nice. Yeah, by the way, you should know, you and I will now be friends for life, because I'm a huge conservative of my whole life from Columbia University. Went through the same thing as you, and I got one bad grade in 4 years at Columbia that ruined my entire record. I had straight A's and B pluses at Columbia and A minuses, like two B pluses. The rest were all A's and A minuses and one D in Italian from a gay liberal professor who hated my guts because I was like a macho. Yeah, I was kind of a brain-headed macho idiot in those days, but nonetheless, you know, driving a Trans Am, wearing five gold chains around my neck. And he just didn't like, he took an instant hatred to me, and I can understand why if you're a gay liberal. If that, in those days, I never had met a gay person. I must have looked at him like he was from, you know, from Mars or something, and I just couldn't understand him. And he just didn't like me, and he gave me a D, and my entire four-year average at Columbia went from an A average to a B plus, and I couldn't get into Harvard Law School, which is what I wanted to do. Changed my entire life, and I decided not to be a lawyer and became an entrepreneur. That's a true story. So we have a little bit in common there, okay?
Well, it sounds like it happened for the good then, because we know what happens to Harvard lawyers now.
Yeah, so exactly. So I'm glad I didn't become a Harvard lawyer. But still, it's not right to change a kid's life.
Totally.
I just turned 18. I was really 17, but I was 18 by a couple of days when I got to Columbia University. What did I know about anything? So, you know, it wasn't right of him to judge me any more than me to judge him. But I wasn't the one giving out grades. He was. So, you know, it was
speaking of giving out grades without even knowing the person, Kamala Harris and Cory Booker running for president, they couldn't tell you what this guy thought Kavanaugh whatsoever. But that's where America is today, so divided that they have to fight over the Supreme Court, because the Supreme Court's making massive decisions. Think of how huge the decision Obamacare was. If they were to turn that down, hundreds of billions of dollars would have flowed in a different direction over time, right?
Right.
And this is why the Democrats, it's such an important seat to them, because they get stuff out of the Supreme Court. They get massive economic and social decisions. They have to fight to the death, whereas you and I think, well, government never should have been that big in the first place, and the Supreme Court shouldn't matter that much except for to guard us.
No, I'm with you. I'm a firm believer that liberals who act all day long like social justice is the only thing in life that matters, and they're such nice people. They're all looking for government contracts. It's all about a scam. The entire government is about a scam, which is making some people rich in government, and that's the ones who claim they're so out looking for all of our good, and all they care about is the goodness of the world, and they care about fairness and social justice and equality, and meanwhile they're collecting $100 million government contracts. They're all full of crap.
You know,
absolutely.
And that's a huge part of what's different about America today than, say, even 50 years ago. Because me and you are conservative. You could campaign to us and say, less government, we'd be with you. Then there's the far left. But in the middle, there's you have to grapple with the fact that so many people are dependent on government now. Like, for instance, you could go to the head of AT&T and say, well, we have $20 trillion in debt. He'd go, that's terrible. But don't cut my government contract because I get
money. Of course.
So you can't appeal to them ideologically anymore because everybody is at the trough.
Well, that's why, you know, most people know me as a very positive guy, Tom Del Beccaro. Tom Del Beccaro. I gotta learn how to pronounce your name.
Nice
Del
Irish
Beccaro,
name.
Del Beccaro. But I'm not a positive guy because I'm just scared to death that America's done. And it doesn't matter that Trump will give us 6.5 more years of Reagan-like positivity and great economy. We're still on a landmine right now, and it's called the national debt. And there's no way to ever change. You're never going to get anyone to cut spending. They won't even cut the increase in spending each year. No one will ever go into the actual baseline. So how are you ever going to turn this Titanic around? You tell me.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that. Because government now is 37% of the economy, right? That's not as high as in 2008, when it was close to 40. And if you throw in the cost of regulations, it actually pushes it to about 54% of the economy. It is either government or what we pay to avoid government, like or the
accountants,
cost of regulation.
Right. I get it. Yep.
Okay, so that's why we have such poor growth. That's why they're talking about, well, we can't get above 3%. You remember, there was a quarter under Reagan when we had 6.75. The Kennedy tax cuts pushed it to above 5% for 3 straight years. And we had the lowest unemployment, 3.9%. Sound familiar? That was an actual 3.9% way back then when they didn't count everybody out. So the key is to grow the private sector, move people off public assistance, but you need a Congress that truly will start to reduce the size of government. The last time they did that was, oddly enough, under Bill Clinton with welfare reform, where they actually changed programs to disincentivize and get people off government. We need more people. We need more efforts like that. But without a growing private sector, socialism's the answer for the left, because people are vulnerable and they want government handouts. So if you ever really want to reform government, you got to do it while the economy's growing.
Right, but aren't you pointing out kind of the clandestine, under-the-cover way of turning America to socialist? In other words, instead of saying, I want socialism, you just simply grow government bigger and bigger, and you've got, instead of 22 million government employees, you've got 24 million, then you have 26 million, then you have 28 million, then you have 35 million, right? That is socialism, because they're all going to vote for bigger government, because it's their pensions and their unions they're voting for. So in a clandestine way, you just need more and more government employees and more government contracts, and then you've got socialism without ever mentioning it.
Which is exactly what Senator Barack Obama said, that you can create a governing coalition of those dependent on government. And that's
right.
Their goal. You're 100% right. If everybody's at the trough, nobody will want to cut the trough. If you give enough power to senators and congressmen that they're handing out things, they don't actually want to hear less. They have what I call the edifice complex. You know, I built that. That's a bridge I funded. They want to tell people that. And so you're 100% right. This is how government grows, one day this place and one day another place, because no one will stand up and say, oh, now growth is 2% instead of 3%, which is a massive difference. But people, that's a number. But if I gave that guy a handout, he remembers.
Well, that's why, you know, my very rough math, we're on with Tom Del Beccaro, an attorney, former chairman of the California Republican Party, author of Divided Era, website is politicalvanguard.com. Here's my rough math. Tell me if this sounds right to you. It's about 107 million Americans get welfare of some kind. That doesn't include things like Medicare and Social Security, where we paid into, and I don't call them welfare. 107 million get a welfare program check of some kind. 22 million are government employees, so they're not all bad people, but they still all work for government and want it to be bigger, so do the 107 million on welfare. Then I figure there's about 60 million in this country who are retired. And so they're getting a form of welfare, but they paid into it, so I'm not calling it welfare. But nonetheless, they're still getting a government check called Social Security and a government check called Medicare, and they're not contributing to the system anymore. They're retired, and they did it for 40 years. So they're nice people, but they're still retired, not contributing, and 60 million or so are young people who are under 18, and they can't work, and they're not contributing. When you add 107 million and 22 million government employees and 60 million old people and 60 million young people, my math tells me that's about 250 million. There's only 330 million in America. That means 80 million people have the entire rest of the country on their back, and we pay all of the taxes that pay for all the welfare, all the government employees, all the free checks for people who want free checks, all the Social Security, all the Medicare, and all the young people whose parents are paying for them. 80 million are paying for everybody. My back is getting sore just talking about this.
And it is true, and that's where governments collapse. The government, Western social welfare is the pyramid scheme. And you know what a pyramid scheme is? A few people on top and a really broad race. To make it work, you got to keep bringing people in at the bottom. But now our system is looking more like a rectangle where the bottom is starting to resemble the top, and that's where government collapses and runs out of money.
All right, we're talking to Tom Bilcaro. I'm going to hold you over for a segment. You got a couple minutes to hang out and wait for us?
I could.
All right, I want to talk about why socialism fails, and I want to talk about Jeff Sessions. Speaking of the word failure, I want to talk about Jeff Sessions. With Tom Bilcaro coming up next, former chairman of the California Republican Party, author of Divided Era. We need to talk about California. Isn't everybody running for their lives? They got to be moving to where I live, Las Vegas, because it's zero income tax here, and it's 13.whatever% in California.
And
why would anybody stay in California? Yeah, hold on. Just hold your thought. Wayne Allyn, we'll be right back with Tom Del Bacaro, worn out. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You all know me as the champion of small business. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner, or perhaps you want to be one for the very first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. And there's no needles, no medication, no surgery. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business, no insurance, and can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify, to see if your area is available. And if you qualify, call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462. Do it today. Call 800-235-1462.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, WAR Now. This segment of the show is sponsored by Liberty HealthShare. Healthcare disaster in this country, but there is a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined Liberty HealthShare. My kids are under Liberty HealthShare. We're all members. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Our rights come from God, not from government. How do you like that one? God, not government. That's Liberty HealthShare's line, but I've adopted it as my own. It's a great line. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back control of your health care and do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time. 365 days a year. I did. My family's a member. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. Wayne Allen Root, shining the beacon, showing you the way. 855-58-LIBERTY. Join me and join Liberty HealthShare. 855-58-LIBERTY or online, libertyhealthshare.org. Let me tell you what kind of great people these are. Someone emailed me over the weekend with three very specialized questions before they would join Liberty HealthShare. I sent them to the executive director of Liberty HealthShare, who's often a guest on this show, and he answered them in such depth, like three-paragraph answers for each one, and then I forwarded them on to the person who sent it to me, the fan of the show, sent them to me, and they were just shocked. They were just shocked, but in any case, that's the kind of people who stand behind you at Liberty HealthShare. That phone number one more time, 855-58-LIBERTY or libertyhealthshare.org. Our holdover guest, Tom Del Beccaro, an attorney, former chairman of the California Republican Party, author of The Divided Era, website politicalvanguard.com. Welcome back, Tom.
Thanks so much for having me on.
So Jim Carrey was on one of my favorite shows, Bill Maher, this weekend, and he said how great socialism is. I've been on Bill Maher's show. I defended Trump on Bill Maher's show back about a year and a half ago, and Jim Carrey talked about how great socialism is. He makes $20 million a movie, and he talks about socialism. So why does he give away 19 of the $20 million every time he gets paid for a movie? It's a joke. Your thoughts?
It is. They want to outlaw profits. And but you know, I just at a, like a smaller level, I was at a baseball game the other day, and I was talking to this ultra liberal guy who's I'm from New York. He's from New York. And I said, did you ever think about going back? And I'm talking ultra-liberal about, you know, virtually believing in socialism. And I asked him, why don't you, how come you never went back? And we hadn't gotten into any politics whatsoever, but he says to me, because the taxes in New York are too much. And that's the way it is. They want everyone else to pay for this. They just don't want to have to pay taxes. And that's, you know, imagine if tax day or election day was April 16th, and on April 15th, all the taxes you paid for the year, whether it was a gas tax, a mobile phone tax, or an income tax, all of that had to be paid on April 15th. Do you think government would be so big? No. But because it's collected a million different ways, and generally other people pay for other people, government grows silently, and you're not focused on it. It's like the frog in the boiling water.
The boiling pot, yeah. But this guy was pretty stupid because California taxes are a very close second nationwide to New York. So, I mean, if he thinks he couldn't go back to New York, but he's living in California, it is damn close. They're fighting each other to see who could screw over the average person more, you know?
Absolutely. Property taxes in New York are a bit worse. And that's
right.
What he was focused
because
on.
Of Prop 13. That's the only thing that saves you guys.
Exactly. You're right.
Can you imagine how big California would be if you didn't have Prop 13? Can you even imagine the size of government?
Yes, but no, because if you took, as I tell people over the last 40 years, if you had taken $2 trillion out of the California economy, the place would be a wreck.
Right. I mean, California wouldn't even exist anymore. No, they don't. But, you know, they're gonna get a taste of their own medicine because, you know, they're going to sometime in the next 5 years. You must admit, California's liberal legislature is going to pass government-controlled health care, complete universal health care. And they're going to bankrupt the state so badly you're never going to recover. And the people are going to run by the millions. And the only people left are going to be the indigent and those on welfare and those who are too sick to move and a few ultra-rich. But other than that, nobody's going to be left to pay the bill. And California is going to be much more of a wreck than you can even imagine today, right? I mean, that's the future.
So the prediction I made, and I started making it about 2 years ago, is that within 10 years, they'll increase income tax, they'll increase the sales tax, they're going to put in a service tax, which means that if you cut hair or an attorney or an accountant or do pool services, there's going to be a tax on those services.
Right.
And just to give you the magnitude of what they're talking about, they were talking about a 10% tax. So I'm an attorney. Let's say that my California tax is 13.3, but let's just say I'm average and I'm paying the 9.9 rate. And you know how little it takes to make to get into that rate? $56,000 in income, which is nothing. So then my service tax is 10%. So I'm paying just to California 19%.
Right, and that's before you've paid FICA taxes to the government and federal income taxes. And by the time you're done, you're going to be in the 80 percentile in California. No one is going to keep any of their own money. That's called socialism, Marxism, communism. That's where you're headed. And you're damn close now.
And in 10 years.
Damn close now. Hey, Tom, we got to run. The music says we got to run. I'd love to chat more. We'll have you back again soon, Tom Del Vaccaro, former chairman of the California Republican Party. Thank you, Tom. Thanks for coming on. Website's politicalvanguard.com. Wayne Allyn Root, worn out. We're right back at you.
Any product advertised on the previous program which requires an investment is subject to all local...
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
49.